It's been said that when the wire strung up. It's been said that when the wire strung up and the cement was poured over on the north side, on the fringes of where that forest once stood, pointed forest, might have been painted forest. That spot where there's no shadows and the sun heats the ground so hot now you'd fry right up in it. And there's some who've done just that, fry right up. Not a shadow can come close to touching. Look around, the nearest shape or structure seems miles away, light years away when you're burning up, hot as coal under that blazing sun. And the cement was just so purposefully placed to cover up what exactly? Makes no sense, none at all. There's a good spot just covered right up with uselessness, no more useful as the forest that once stood tall and painted and pointed towards the growing sky and touched white with cloud and fluidity, just dancing across all that space. And the cover was right there, trees standing purposefully and blowing when it's windy, or just standing perfectly upright. Has to be why it's called the pointed forest. Just pointing right up to the top of the blue, where the blue turned black and you see back to the blue underneath it's that high. And it can look like the trees have been dipped in blue paint, and if they're high enough, black even, it's just that high. Dipped from the natural atmosphere, changing color as we see it, just glowing into a new color right before our eyes. Maybe it is painted forest. Just changing as you watch it reach higher, standing perfect, and that's not there now. No, just a patch of frying cement with the shadows lost underneath, and the sky hides too as it just wants to cower up and run away before it goes and gets swallowed up too. Just wiped right out, purposefully placed underneath, like sweeping all those good things right under the idea of a new thing that has no more usefulness than the cement being poured right where the shadows used to sit. What do you get when you remove shadow and tree and the colors? The sky just wants to hide like a cat, just run away and take cover. It's next when the cement trucks come rolling in out of the sun. You'll see them take shape and change form right before your eyes, just moving slow and closer to you as you stand taking cover from the blazing sun. No more useful standing in the way of that shape, taking up form right in front of you, growing larger and larger, and charging away from the heat of the sun, just moving into the place where the shadows don't live. And it's about to cover up the sun with more cement and take away that heat and the life of it. With the shadows gone and the forest too, everything paved over in purposeful theory, just erasing the shadows and the pointed, painted trees and the hot sun cooking itself away under the new idea. It's been said that all this north side, all of the fringe areas where the shadows once lived, where the forest once stood, and the pointed, painted trees talked to the sky through the colored dipped tops as it reached past the clouds, into the black, past the blue, where you look back and see the blue again. The floating, dipped white clouds dancing in the space that changes form as you get closer and move into the sun's hot blaze, cooking up where the shadows once stood. It's been said that the pointed, painted forest dipped in blue and black touched the sky's top and moved right past in the black that looks back on the blue. The forest carried some shadows with it that got all swallowed up by the wires and cement, and you can't find those shadows now. Never seen a shadow sit in that spot on the fringe of the forest, up on the north side, right where all that wire blocked, where all the two colored trees separated shadow from sun, right where the black looks back on the blue and the white dipped clouds dance in a form while you see it change color as it moves through that three-colored spectrum, right back into the forest and the roots where the shadows live, where the trees kept the shadows quiet and full and purposeful. Right where the shadows cooled the land and hid from the sun and carried the secrets of the trees dipped in blue and black and reaching to the top of the sky and bringing back the secrets from the top of the sky, where you reach past it into the black and look back on the blue and the white clouds form and dance into form and change color through those three shades, and the shadows bring those secrets back down from up top of the sky and from the bottom of the roots that reach well inside the shadows where it turns black and the wires can't reach that way or know that color. The colorless wires and cement and the shadows they erase just took those secrets and paved right over them, right up on the north side where the fringe of the forest sat, where pointed, painted forest kept the secrets in the trees.